All right, so are you ready to really level up your knowledge base? Because today we're doing a deep dive into something that affects every single one of us, your rights as a taxpayer.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We're going to be looking at the website of Crapo Moorges, a tax law firm
Yeah.
that helps people kind of figure out the sometimes confusing and complex world of the IRS.
Right.
Taxes, not the most thrilling topic in the world.
Sure.
But understanding this stuff can really save you a lot of stress
Absolutely.
and potentially even money down the road.
Totally. It's like an insurance policy for your finances, you know?
Yeah.
You hope you never need to use it, but when you do, boy, are you glad you have it.
That is a fantastic way to put it. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, Crapo Moorges talks about this thing called the Taxpayer Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it sounds a little bit like a mythical document to me,
Right.
like something out of, Indiana Jones or something. What does it actually mean for everyday taxpayers like you and me?
Yeah.
Break it down for us.
Well, it's actually more straightforward than you might think.
Okay.
The Taxpayer Bill of Rights outlines 10 fundamental rights you have when dealing with the IRS.
Okay.
For example, you have the right to representation, meaning you can have a tax professional by your side during any interactions with the IRS.
Gotcha.
You also have the right to appeal IRS decisions if you disagree with them, and the right to pay only the correct amount of tax. You know,
Right.
it's kind of like imagine appealing a parking ticket, but with much higher stakes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned representation. Crapo Moorges seems to really emphasize that having a tax lawyer, especially during an audit, can be crucial. I
Right.
think most people, myself included, would be tempted to try to handle it themselves,
Oh.
to try to figure it out on my own. Is it really that risky to go it alone?
Well, let's just say that navigating an audit without expert guidance is like trying to perform surgery on yourself.
Oh.
You might think you know what you're doing, but the consequences of a mistake can be pretty severe.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty vivid analogy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see why having a professional in your corner could be beneficial.
Yeah.
But can you give us maybe like a concrete example
Sure.
of how a tax lawyer can actually make a difference?
Absolutely. Imagine you're being audited for business expenses.
Okay.
You diligently kept your receipts, but maybe your record keeping isn't perfect, or you unintentionally claimed a deduction that raises a red flag.
Right.
A tax lawyer understands the nuances of tax law
Yeah.
and knows exactly what documentation the IRS looks for. They can help you present your case in the most favorable light, potentially avoiding penalties or even reducing the amount you owe.
Okay.
There are real-world examples of taxpayers who, with the help of a lawyer, were able to significantly reduce their tax liabilities compared to what they initially faced.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So it's not just about like avoiding trouble. It's also about potentially saving, a real chunk of change. Crapo Moorges also mentions that an audit doesn't necessarily mean you've done something wrong.
Correct.
What are some common reasons why people get audited?
Yeah, you're right. An audit isn't automatically a sign of wrongdoing.
Right.
Sometimes it's simply a random selection.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it can just be random. Other times it could be triggered by something as simple as a mathematical error on your return.
Oh, okay.
Or if your income and deductions don't align with IRS norms.
Right.
It's also worth noting that businesses tend to get audited more frequently due to the complexity of their finances.
Okay, so it's not always like a cause for panic,
Right.
but it's definitely something to take seriously.
Yes, definitely.
But let's face it, the word audit still sends shivers down most people's spines.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, including mine.
I understand that feeling. But, you know, knowing your rights and having professional guidance can take a lot of that fear out of the equation.
So it's almost like having that lawyer acts as a buffer between you and the IRS, just taking some of the pressure off.
Precisely. They handle the communication, the paperwork, and the intricacies of the audit process,
Right.
allowing you to focus on, other things in your life.
That peace of mind alone seems invaluable. Now, Crapo Moorges also kind of dives into the topic of owing back taxes,
Yeah.
which I imagine is a pretty stressful situation for anyone to be in.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you shed some light on what options are available if someone finds themselves in that position?
Of course, yeah. Owning back taxes can feel really overwhelming, but it's important to remember that you're not alone and there are options available.
Okay.
The IRS isn't interested in making your life impossible, you know?
Right.
They mainly want to work out a solution to collect the taxes that are owed.
Okay. That's reassuring to hear. But what are some concrete examples of those options?
Yeah.
What can people actually do to address this?
One option is an offer in compromise, or OIC, where you might be able to settle your tax debt for less than what you originally owed.
Okay.
This is typically granted, though, only in specific circumstances, like when there's doubt about your ability to ever fully repay the debt.
Okay.
Or if there's a question about the accuracy of the original tax liability.
So it's not like a free pass.
Yeah.
But it does offer some hope for people in truly difficult financial situations, right?
Exactly.
But what about those who can't eventually pay the full amount, just not all at once?
Right.
Are there options for them?
Absolutely. The IRS offers various payment plans, including installment agreements, that allow you to pay off your debt over time.
Okay.
This can help make those payments more manageable and avoid the harsher consequences of non-payment.
So there's some flexibility built into the system. But I imagine navigating these options can be pretty tricky. Is that where having a tax lawyer comes in handy again?
Absolutely, yeah. Think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine trying to negotiate a lower interest rate on your credit card debt by yourself versus having a financial advisor do it for you. A tax lawyer acts as your advocate, helping you understand the nuances of each option, ensuring you meet all the requirements, and presenting your case to the IRS in the most effective way possible.
It's all about having someone who knows the language and the rules of the game on your side. It seems like Crepo Mortgages really drives home the point about the importance of early intervention, no matter what type of tax issue you're facing.
Yeah.
Why is that so crucial?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to kind of wait and see if the problem even becomes a real issue before taking any action?
That's a common misconception. But unfortunately, waiting often makes things worse.
Okay.
Tax issues tend to snowball.
Oh, okay.
What might start as a relatively minor problem
can
quickly escalate into something much more complex and costly if you ignore it.
Okay.
Remember those late fees and penalties we talked about earlier? They can add up quickly.
Ouch. Yeah, I'm starting to understand how that stitch in time saves nine philosophy applies here. But what are some proactive steps listeners can take to avoid those snowballing problems in the first place? It can't all be about, you know, hiring lawyers preemptively.
Right, right. There are definitely things you can do on your own.
Yep.
The most basic but crucial advice is to stay organized.
Okay, yeah.
Keep meticulous records of your income, expenses, and any tax-related documents.
Okay.
Don't wait until tax season to scramble for receipts and statements.
Yeah, yeah.
Having everything readily accessible not only makes filing your taxes easier, but also proves invaluable if you ever face an audit or other tax inquiry. Mm. It's like having a well-organized toolbox, you know. You know exactly where to find the right tool when you need it.
So good record keeping is our first line of defense.
Absolutely.
But what if we do encounter a tax issue, like a confusing notice from the IRS, and we're not sure what to do? Is that the time to call in the professionals?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're ever in doubt, reach out to a qualified tax professional.
Okay.
They can help you decipher those notices, understand your options, and ensure you're taking the right steps.
Yeah.
It's much better to get expert advice early on than to try to DIY it and potentially make things worse.
Right.
Remember, tax law is complex, and even a small mistake can have significant consequences.
So be proactive, stay organized, and don't be afraid to seek expert help when needed. Got it.
That's it.
Now let's move on to a topic that Crepo Mortgages mentions on their website, tax liens.
Oh, yeah.
What exactly are tax liens and why should we be concerned about them?
Yeah. Well, imagine the IRS putting like a giant claim sticker on your house, your car, or even your bank account.
Hmm.
That's essentially what a tax lien is.
Okay.
It's a legal claim they can place on your assets to secure the payment of unpaid taxes.
Wow. That's a powerful image. So it's not just about owing the money?
Right.
It's about them potentially having a hold of your property.
Mm. Exactly. And it can have significant consequences.
Yeah.
It can make it difficult to sell or refinance your property.
Oh, wow.
And it can even damage your credit score, making it harder to secure loans.
Right.
Or even rent an apartment.
So a tax lien can have like ripple effects that extend far beyond just your tax debt.
Absolutely.
That's definitely something you want to avoid.
Yes.
But what if it's too late and the IRS has already filed the lien? Is there any way to resolve it?
There are options.
Okay.
But it's definitely a situation where having a tax lawyer on your side can make a huge difference.
Okay.
They can help you negotiate with the IRS, explore options like setting up a payment plan.
Okay.
or even see if you qualify for an offer in compromise to settle the debt for a lesser amount.
It sounds like those lawyers are kind of like tax superheroes swooping in to save the day.
Well, we try our best.
Are there any other situations where their expertise would be particularly valuable?
Another situation that comes to mind is if you receive a notice about the trust fund recovery penalty.
Okay.
This penalty can be imposed on individuals responsible for collecting and paying certain taxes, like payroll taxes for employees.
So this applies to business owners or people in management positions who handle those types of taxes.
That's right. And it's a serious penalty because it holds individuals personally liable for those unpaid taxes, even if the business itself can't pay.
That sounds incredibly stressful. It's not just the business on the line, it's your personal assets as well.
Exactly. That's why it's crucial to understand your responsibilities if you're in a position that handles trust fund taxes.
Right.
And to seek professional guidance if you encounter any issues.
Right.
A tax lawyer can help you navigate the complexities of this penalty, potentially mitigate the amount you owe, and protect your personal assets from liability.
Well, this deep dive has certainly opened my eyes to the importance of being informed about your rights as a taxpayer and the potential benefits of having, you know, expert guidance when dealing with these IRS issues.
For sure.
What are some key takeaways you hope our listeners will remember from today?
I think the main takeaway is that knowledge is power.
Okay.
Understanding your rights, staying organized, and being proactive can make a huge difference in how you navigate the tax system.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to face the IRS alone.
Right.
If you encounter a complex issue, don't hesitate to reach out to a qualified tax professional.
Okay.
They can provide the guidance and support you need to make informed decisions and protect your financial well-being.
That's great advice. And remember, this deep dive was based on information from the website of Crepo Morges, a tax law firm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Right.
If you are facing a tax issue or just have questions in general, consider reaching out to a professional for guidance.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy diving.